This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
I want to talk ball. Logan got us in the right mindset. We're talking football.
If you
missed our interview with Logan Paulson at noon, get on Odyssey app, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. We're out there. Wherever you get your content, that's where we're at. I got an email from my man Mark Greenblatt. He said that interview with Logan Paulson was awesome. How about that?
I got an email about that.
So here's the discussion. What position group are you most interested in going into camp? Our guy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for you, but I'm going to start with that. You know, I'm not looking at any position group that closely more. I mean, I want to make sure that Terry Field gets done, and I want to make sure nobody gets hurt. And those are probably the two most interesting things if they add anybody else. But I kind of feel like this year's more about preparation than it is evaluation, which is a little bit different than we've been. I want to go and win those first four games of the season. And my question to you guys are, what would you see in training camp or during preseason that would change your view of the roster, of the starting 53-man roster going into day one? Or is it all about the downstream roster moves at this point and scheme?
Ask that question for me one more time. Drew, it's a little hard to follow.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking that this is a preparation time, not so much an evaluation, and that I don't know that I'm expecting to see changes in scheme or what they're going to do with players too much. During preseason, just as long as we get through.
I mean, dude, they'll always have new.
What are you looking for? I guess is my question.
They'll have new wrinkles, obviously, but like the offense isn't going to look dramatically different than last year.
No, nothing's going to look dramatically different. But this is still a time where you're trying to figure out who you want to keep on the team too. You know, you probably got 47 picked already. There's probably six positions that people can go in and get. And if you can improve in those six positions, you can improve your team.
Sure. And like,
are there ones that you guys are specifically looking at? And you think those are the ones on the bubble?
Players?
Yeah, players or positions.
I think positions, there's a lot of open-ended, like the running back position. That room is deep as hell. Austin Eckler told me that, I don't know, like a month ago or so. He said, maybe he said it during minicamp on the record, right? He's like, I've never been in a running back room where there's eight guys, right? They're only going to keep three. Roster control, and then you try to keep somebody in your practice squad. But, like, running back's really interesting. What does Bill Merritt do to Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez? How does that shake out? I think arguably the most important question for this team right now is, will Terry McLaurin sign, period? Will that get done so that it is truly not a distraction, doesn't impact training camp?
I'm thinking it's going to happen.
But choose optimism. Costs the same, right? beyond that, I think the most important question for this team, how much better are the lines on both sides? Like, if Tunsil can be that much better, and then you're able to play Wiley at guard, like, if all that shakes out and shakes out the right way, then all of a sudden, I mean, does anybody remember the second half of last year where they had no run game? That shouldn't happen. You don't want Jaden Daniels to be your leading rusher in 6 of your last 8 games. You love his ability. You don't try to slow it down. But you don't. You'd love if Robinson and Eckler combined for 135 on the ground. So, and then the D-line, they've overhauled it. They also lost John Allen. Like, it's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. Football game's won up front, man. You finally answered quarterback. Finally answered it. Got to see what the other sides of the ball are going to do. Thanks for the call, Drew. Charles is in Fredericksburg. Chuck, what are you watching for as camp gets set?
Hey, by the way, thanks so much. Great show. And by the way, Logan Paulson, I agree. Great interview. And if you haven't seen him with Santana Moss and Fred Smoot, is one of the funniest things to watch. So
that is three very different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Two low-key dudes and one high-key dude.
Yeah, Logan got me fired. I appreciate the show today. So for me, I can't dismiss anybody else because there's a lot of stuff we're looking forward to. But the O-line for me is the big one. So last year, I think they outplayed what people said they would do before the season started. But if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, we would have had a crappy season. You know, it really, because they couldn't defend properly. We couldn't get the run going. When our running backs are getting hit in the backfield almost every play, we got in a run game. So I think this year, with an improved offensive line, if our running backs are getting a step into the back defensive backfield, if we're suddenly Jaden's got 1 to 2 more seconds to look at his patterns, we have a whole different offense. So I think the O-line for me is number one.
I agree with you there, man. A lot of questions, and if they can get that done. But you know what's interesting is I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and they were asking kind of – I said this to Brian earlier. Like, if you don't get Terry back, which I think is a little – too far down the line to discuss. But if you don't get Terry back, you've got a really inexperienced receiving core, right? I do, though, have faith in between Jaden and Cliff, their ability to kind of manufacture offense and get a lot of the tight ends involved, the backs involved, and still be able to move the ball. Great quarterbacks tend to be able to move the ball. Phones have been really good today. I think everybody's just happy to talk football. Let's go to our guy, Shane. Shane, what position group, man? What are you watching for?
Hey, JP, Brian. Hey, first of all, it's got to be secondary, right? Our secondary is pretty much all new faces. Lattimore, I think I'm more worried about Lattimore right now than any, but then a Terry deal. I think Terry gets done. I mean, you're hoping he gets done, right? But there's that right now, until that ink hits the contract to that paper, then it ain't done. And I got a feeling that a gut feeling that he may be on a different team coming. I really do. It should have been done by now, but at some point you're going to piss this man off. And I mean, what's he asking for? Maybe what, 34, 35 million? Give it to him. If not, then we're in big trouble because that wide receiver, like you just said, JP, is big question mark without him. But it's got to be a secondary. I mean, right now, the last 2 years, hell, let's call it what it is. Since Ron Rivera's been there and gone, that secondary's been atrocious. I mean, it has been one of the worst in the league. It's just, and Lattimore, maybe he's done. I mean, right now, the Saints have won this trade. I mean, if you look what it made, yeah, he was hurt last year, but, you know, I can't wait to see what he does against against good receivers coming in. He's supposed to be healthy. Let's see what he does. But secondary, got to be secondary.
I like it. Good call, man. Thank you. I don't know that it has to be the Lattimore question. Based on what expectations were to what we saw, that is a big one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of it's health, don't you think?
A lot of it's health. And I think the ultimate thing, we don't know who won what yet. I mean, the whole thing about it, this thing isn't over.
You're saying?
The whole thing not over yet.
No.
I think people like to just make it. They're going to end it already. Come on, man.
I think it'd be silly to do that. I think he needs to play well this year. And I think he's a really big kind of swing vote for this defense, man. If he can ball, then I think this defense has a real shot. Let's go to John in Herndon. Johnny, what up? What are you watching for as camp gets set?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For me, it's really a combination of running back and then the O-line. Because if the O-line is better and it does feel like it's going to be better and they're creating opportunities. But for me, you know, having the diversity in the offensive set, you know, our running backs, to be honest, I'm looking for improvement for Chris. Robinson is great, but he needs a break every once in a while. And Rodriguez in the first half of the season was really coming through. And the only thing I would say, if I might just get my two cents in, for me, I think Terry will get done. It's a bid ask issue. I see him coming at 31, 32. I think it's important for him to get respect by being in the 30 group. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, John. All right, man. Appreciate you, man. I also think Terry will get done. I think the numbers got to start with a 3, and I think it'll move. Colin in Reston. Colin, what position group you watching for, dude?
Man, I'm really looking at running back, but what I'm really interested in is it's going to be that third spot, but I think a guy that a lot of people are forgetting is our seventh-round pick, Crosky Merritt. I mean, that guy, he had a messed up last college year with his eligibility and everything, but the second he played in that bowl game, man, he was off to the races. He had over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, I think. And he brings a wildly different skill set. He's a true, like, shifty guy, very quick and elusive, and I think that's the guy to be looking for at the running back position. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
I mean, you've been high on him, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people forgot about him. I think he's been named. Logan basically pointed him out. I just, when you see him on the field, and I always say you look at athletes and certain people move a certain way. He has that. And I just want to see it when he starts to get some competition.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is try to get through camp healthy, right? I think that's just by a mile the biggest thing they need to do. You know, I couldn't help but laugh, B. So the last, 90 minutes of the show, we haven't done any stadium, name, Terry, nothing, right? We've had good calls, good conversation. Where are the people that keep calling in yelling about, you guys just talk about the same stuff? All the people that get grumpy, right? It's been nonstop ball for 2 hours.
And it's going to be that way. Those people need to just get a life and find another damn show to listen to. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Just got this report. It's funny, dude. This young man interned for us back in the CSN days. Henry McKenna is a reporter for Fox Sports. Headline, source, Terry McLaurin trying to bring deal together, not break Commanders apart. I'm reading now from Fox Sports. Terry McLaurin hasn't announced whether he'll attend the Washington Commanders training camp if the two sides can't agree on a contract extension. He also hasn't decided whether he'll ask for a trade. McLaurin, an all-pro receiver and team captain, is most interested in trying to bring a deal together, not breaking the team apart, quote, according to a source close to McLaurin. I think that tracks with what he said the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it also, I'll keep reading here. That's why all eyes will be on McLaurin when Washington veterans report on Tuesday for the start of camp, particularly after he skipped mandatory minicamp this offseason. If necessary, McLaurin will explore every option, including a holdout, a hold-in, and a trade request, per the source. Everything will be on the table, the source told me. But McLaurin is taking things day by day in hopes of hearing more from the Commanders, who have not talked to him about his contract in weeks, even after he spoke out about his dissatisfaction. We all remember Terry's comments. We'll go around the room on this.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, we won't know. If I had to guess, let's start here. DQ and AP are set to talk tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You think they will provide some wiggle room to be like, oh, we don't know if he's reported yet. Like,
possibly.
I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
DQ likes to talk to us before he gets the injury update so he can say, oh, I don't have him yet.
My man.
Considering those three options, hold out, hold in, trade request. I guess there's four, or deal gets done. What do you think is most likely, Landfill, before tomorrow morning?
I think hold in. Terry McLaurin seems more like a hold in guy.
Jeffrey?
I promise you, I'm not even going to say I promise you because I don't want to seem like it's a report. I hope and pray that this news break like 5, 6 o'clock tonight that Terry McLaurin has signed his extension and everything is just going to be, oh, you finally got the deal done tomorrow. I hope it's that.
Is that so you're just speaking it into existence?
Yep.
Okay. Bennett, what about you, buddy?
What was the original question? Because I was editing.
Give Bennett a chance to talk. Most likely result when players report to camp tomorrow morning for Terry McLaurin. Hold out, hold in, deal gets done, or trade request?
I think report, but does not participate.
That'd be hold in, Bennett.
Hold in.
There you go. I'll take calls on that
report,
too.
Report, but not participate.
If folks want to chime in, what is the most likely scenario for Terry tomorrow morning? New report from Fox Sports says all options are on the table per a source. But Terry wants to bring a deal together, not break the team apart. I believe that. I mean, that's kind of who Terry is. What do you think, B? Hold out, hold in, deal gets done, trade request.
Deal gets done.
Deal gets done by tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm feeling like that.
Okay. I also think if all of a sudden there's a ton of momentum overnight, like they get to the 8-yard line on a contract, I think Terry's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think deadlines drive deals, man, and that's just kind of where this operation is.
And that's what we're seeing, deadlines, right now.
Right. New report from Fox Sports says Terry McLaurin not trying to break the Commanders apart, wants to bring a deal together, but everything will be on the table before tomorrow's mandatory start for veterans of 2025 NFL training camp. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.